USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
John Lewis, civil rights leader and Georgia congressman for more than three decades, died Friday at the age of 80. Lewis was also the youngest keynote speaker at the March on Washington in 1963. The son of sharecroppers, attended segregated public schools growing up, he was inspired by the Montgomery bus boycott and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He organized sit-in demonstrations at segregated lunch counters in Nashville while a student at Fisk University. He served 5 years on the Atlanta City Council before his election to Congress in 1986. The Congressional Black Caucus said the world lost a legend. The Defense Department has effectively banned Confederate flags at military installations. The memo doesn't mention the word Confederate. However, it specifies all of the flags that can be displayed, including the U.S. flag. The Marine Corps and Navy recently banned the Confederate flag. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
The Republican leader of the House of Representatives chimes in on how to jumpstart the economy during this time. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, supports another coronavirus stimulus bill.
I think we need to be focusing on jobs. We need to be focusing on the health of our children, our health care, and get America through this pandemic. Most importantly, we need to help our schools and daycares to make sure when they open, they're able to open safely.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp defended his lawsuit against Atlanta's mask mandate. He said people need to wear a mask but didn't think the mandate was necessary. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms told CBS News it's clear that the governor was putting politics over people.
The governor's hometown of Athens, Georgia, instituted a mask order, but it was not until we instituted a mask order in Atlanta, and I pointed out that Donald Trump violated that order when he landed at our airport and did not wear a mask.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
After announcing that a name change will take place, Washington's NFL team has another major battle on its hands. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
15 former female employees of Washington's NFL team told the Washington Post that they were sexually harassed while working for the club. Former employee Emily Applegate spoke on YouTube about her time working for the team.
And then, you know, you get your first screaming at you. Then somebody makes a comment to you about what you're wearing, and it just snowballs from there. And it really took most people no time to comment on my appearance. Would walk out of very important people's office in tears, and I couldn't stop because I was so embarrassed that I was being treated that way in front of people.
The allegations span from 2006 to 2019 and range from inappropriate remarks about females' bodies or clothing to instances of verbal abuse. Washington's NFL franchise has retained D.C.-based law firm Wilkinson & Walsh to review the matter, according to attorney Beth Wilkinson, who said her firm will be reviewing the team's culture, policies, and allegations of workplace misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
New Jersey gambling regulators have signed off on the creation of the world's biggest casino company. El Dorado Resorts will buy Caesars Entertainment Corporation for $17.3 billion. The corporate marriage comes after the state's casino control commissioner was assured that the deal would not concentrate too much of Atlantic City's gambling industry in one company's hands. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.